baby, baby. Wake up. Wake up. You're having a nightmare. Babe, look at me. It's okay. It's okay. Look at me. I'm here. I'm here with you. It's alright. It's alright. Look at me. You beautiful, beautiful man. It's all right. It's all right. You're here. I am here with you. I will protect you. Do you wanna talk about it? No? Okay. That's alright. That's alright. That's alright. Yeah, of course you can help me tie. A little bit. You're a big, strong man. But even though I will protect you from your nightmares, and I will do everything to make you feel good. Make you feel happy and safe in my arms. Okay. Let me call you. Do you want to talk for a bit? Yeah? Okay. Do you want me to tell you a story? Okay. Okay. Okay, let's turn around for that. Yeah. Place your head on my chest. Yeah, like a pillow. Yeah. Let me massage your head. Your scalp. Okay. And your back. Let me think about a story. Okay. I will just improvise. Because I can't think about a story right now. So I will just start. So, once there was a little prince. He was young, but very, very beautiful. And very, very, I'm not good at telling stories. But he wanted to make adventures, you know? He was very curious, and his parents, so the king and the queen, always told him to not go away far from the castle and always have someone with him. But he didn't want that. He wanted to explore the world alone and not having like people around him that will tell him what to do, you know? Yeah, so once he grabbed his stuff and went on a trip to explore to explore the forest that was a couple of miles away from the castle. So nobody knew that he's away. And I don't know why, but the parents didn't notice. What good parents they are. So yeah, he went on this trip and he was he was going and going and going until he went was thirsty, and he searched like for a little lake or anything similar. And you know, he knew this trick that how was it again? You told me about that. I think if you hold up, like, if you hold up your finger, you can tell from where the from where the wind is coming. Was it like this? I don't know. And if you do it with, oh, I don't remember. Man, this would be good for the story. But he kind of knew where the river was, you know. So he went there, and there was a little girl who was sitting at the river and crying. And he was very curious who this girl was and why he was there alone and why she was crying. So he went to her, sat next to her, and and just asked, "Hey, why are you crying? What happened?" And she looked at him with this big, beautiful eyes full with tears, and her face was red from crying, and she was just sad. And she answered, "I don't know why I am here, and I don't know who I am, but what I know is that I had a really, really bad nightmare. And I don't know how I can feel normal again." And how to feel happy. "I'm just crying after this nightmare and I can't stop." So he told her that he will help her. let me think of it. Yeah, so they he took his he took her hand and just massaged it a little bit and looked into her beautiful big eyes and told her that it's all right, that she's gonna be fine, and that he will be on her side to protect her and make you make her feel safe. So they stood up together and just walked. Like, they walked in silence, and they walked for a long, long time, for many, many hours. And when it was like dark already, they found a safe place to stay for the night. They made a fire and they cuddled together at the fire and warmed each other. And the prince told her about who he was and what he's doing and that he's exploring the forest and the world around him. And she wanted to join him because she didn't see the world either, because she was always alone and scared. I'm a bit irritated because I forgot the beginning of my story, but I will just go on. So they explored the forest together, and they had many, many adventures together, and very much fun. And they kind of became friends, really close friends, and they shared secrets, and they always told the other one about their feelings. And yeah, so they were very, very close. But one day they met a little how are they called? Oh, I don't know, goblin or kobold, I don't know what it is in English. Like this little small people, you know, those in like stories and tales. I will call them kobold. I don't know if it's called like that, but they met a kobold, and they talked to the kobold, and he said that if they go with him, they will get a present, a surprise, a really big surprise they both want. So they were curious and went with him, but that was a trap, and he locked them into his house. And for no reason, I guess, I don't know, he didn't really want to harm them, but it was just like, ah, those stupid kids, you know, they're too stupid to understand my plan, and like this. And they were there trapped in this house, and they didn't know how to escape, and they were scared, and they sat there and cried and cried. My story is not that happy now. I don't know why. So I don't know how to go on. Yeah. So they thought about how to escape and how to find a way to like get the kobold out of the house so they can do something with their situation. So they had an idea, and the prince just once randomly threw himself on the ground and started to scream, and the kobold went to their like cage and asked what happened, and the prince said, I don't know what it is, but I think my leg is like, it's something wrong about it. It hurts so much, and I can't stand this pain. I need something to release the pain. And the kobold told him that he hadn't anything at home, and that he like has to go to the forest to like grab some herbs and like do what they do to release pain with like natural stuff. So he went out of the house to get them, and the prince and the girl thought about how they can escape. So the prince saw that the girl had a little I don't know what it's, what is it, like hair, hair, like, you know, this thing that to hold your hair, you know, this clip clip thing. So he took this clip clip thing and I don't know how, but he opened the door from the cage, and they went out of the house and hid it. Oh, I don't know. Well, they like went. Yeah, they sat on a tree. That's a good idea. They sat on a tree to look down to the house, what the kobold will do when he, like, comes back and sees that they are missing. So they waited, like, for an hour or anything, I don't know. And the kobold went back and noticed. And he was sad. He cried. And he screamed that, "Oh no, I'm alone now. I hoped to make new friends, but I don't know how, because I have so bad anxieties, like social anxieties, and I just want to have people around me to play and to do fun stuff." And yeah. And the prince and the girl were very sorry. And felt bad, so they went back to the house from the kobold and told him that they heard him, and they would love to be friends with him if he's nice and if he really wants to play with them and to, like, join their trip. And the kobold said, yes, I really want to do that, and I want to be friends with you, and let me like be your friend and join your trip. And they went, like, all together, and they explored more of the forest. And because the kobold, like, knew, you know, the area, because he lived there for a very long time, they kind of knew where they were going. So so they walked for a couple more days, and they had so much fun, and they were swimming in the lake, and they were, like, climbing on trees, and really fun stuff. Yeah. But once the prince felt, like, bad and sad, because he missed his parents and he missed his friends at the castle, but he didn't want to, like, let the girl and the kobold behind. So he asked them if they want to go with him, like, to the castle, to live there with him, and to be friends, and to be, like, together forever, because he liked them so much, and they liked him, so that would be, like, perfect, you know. Yeah. So why are you laughing? I'm trying hard. So they told him that they really like to do that, but they don't know if the parent, like, the queen and the king would agree with that. But the prince told them that they will totally be, like, fine with that. So they turn around and started their way back to the castle. And when they were at the castle, the parents were surprised that the prince was away and back now because they didn't even notice, and those bad parents were fine with new people living in their big fancy castle. And yeah, they had like rooms next to the prince's room, so there were like three rooms next to each other, and they were playing every day, and they went on many, many trips together, and yeah, let me make it more weird. I will go on. So once they were a little bit older, a couple of years, they were on a trip, and there were this kobold girl who was separated from her like family, and she didn't know how to go home and where her family was, and they tried to help her, but like they didn't find the family or the parents or anyone the kobold girl knew. So they decided to take her with them to the castle, and you know, the parents, like king and queen, were so bad parents, they didn't even notice that there was a second kobold living in their castle. But yeah, so they lived together, and they had more fun. Like, when there's another person, that means it's more fun, you know. So once they were adults, like, no, not adults, let's say teenagers, yeah, teenagers, they like the girl and the prince fell in love with each other, yeah, and they wanted to marry each other, and yeah, the parents, the prince's parents were okay with that. Yeah, so they married, and at the wait. At the wedding, you know, this routine where not routine, I don't know, tradition or whatever, where the girl like throws her what is it, bouquet or whatever, and the person like who catches it is the next who's marrying, you know. And how the beautiful beautiful life does the girl who catched the bouquet was the kobold girl. So you can think what happens next. Yeah. The kobold boy and the kobold girl married as well, and they had kids, and the prince and the girl had kids, and then they grew up together, and later, like the kids played together. Yeah, so it was a happy end, and everyone was happy. Yeah, and the girl never had a bad dream again after she spent every single night with the prince, and she felt safe and felt loved, and she knew that he will protect her. So what is the moral of this story, weird story. When you have someone on your side who loves you, and who you trust, that means that nothing can stop you, and this person can save you and can protect you. And as a person who loves you, I can definitely say that I will be on your side forever, and I will protect you. And even if you will have nightmares again, I'll wake you up and cuddle you and make you feel warm and loved. Okay? Yeah, yeah. Look at me. Look at me. I love you. Did you like my story? Be honest. I liked it too. It was kind of weird and I was confused, but yeah, this was my first ever improvised story, so be proud of me. Yeah, you see now what I do for you? Yeah. I know you love me, and I know I love you, and you know I love you, and you know that I know that you love me, and there's so much love. so much love that you can just grab it. I won't, because love is gentle. Oh, that's so. Yeah. And if they did die, they still living in this universe and are happy. This is the end. This is the end, and I will never. Well, no. I probably will tell you more stories. If you have a nightmare, I will tell you stories to make you laugh and smile and laugh and giggle, and to make you have this beautiful look in your eyes. You're sleepy, right? Yeah, I can see that in your eyes. Yeah. Should we go to bed now? No, please. Please hold me. You don't have to let go. You can just use me as a pillow. I like that. Even though your head is heavy. I like the warmth of your body and your breath on my chest. And I love your soft hair. It tickles my nose. Yeah. Okay, I can't even I can even say a normal sentence, so we probably should close our eyes now and just fall asleep. Okay. I will wait till you fall asleep. Yeah. Let me touch your hair and kiss you on your head. I love you. so, 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 so much. So, 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 so much. Good night. I wish you a sweet, sweet dream. Where I am the main character, please.